Welcome to Building Dreams, an insider's guide to home building with Timberblock. I'm Penny Carrick.
And I'm Aaron Burns.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Building Dreams podcast. I'm so excited to be here once again. I'm Penny Carrick, host of the podcast, along with my co-host, Aaron Burns. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, Penny. Doing great. How are you?
I'm very good. And I'm really excited about this podcast today because last time we got together, we talked in depth about the Realtor Advantage program. And so you can always go back and listen to more of that in previous podcasts on our YouTube channel and Spotify. But we also teased up the fact that Timberblock, along with yourself, was attending IBS, which is the International Builders Show in Las Vegas, which, well, I think that's the lightest, the largest light construction show in the entire world, which I don't know how many people it brings in, something crazy, like 100,000 more.
It certainly felt like 100,000. That's for sure. There was a lot going on, a lot of people, international crowd. So very exciting to talk to so many different people with different backgrounds, and you know, everybody has something to bring to the table, and you get to learn so much. So yeah, super excited to share that experience.
Yeah, and taking a look too at just the people that you've talked to, because I mean, you know, I've taken a look at that, and it seems like you guys really did actually talk with people literally all over the world, and people in the industry, whether they're builders or like, I mean, all in the entire industry, all facets of it. And I mean, that had to have been quite cool to meet people from literally everywhere.
Yeah. And everybody's there for kind of a similar reason too. You're there to learn, and you're there to, you know, interact with like-minded people, and really just to see where the trends are going in our industry. So that's really the best part about it. You know, I get to, you know, do my little walk around and see what's new and, you know, what's trendy. And then in addition, there's a whole section of IBS, which is dedicated to, interior finish as well. So, I mean, there's multiple buildings of just so much going on. So yeah, I got to walk around and check a lot out. I miss a lot too. So definitely, it's on my list of things to do for next year as well.
Well, I did hear that it was pretty hard for like any attendees. I mean, you know, other Timberblock people that were there, I've talked to a couple of them, and they said, I mean, I'm pretty sure that there were hallways of booths that I actually didn't get to. So, I mean, that's how, just to give an example of how big that is. One thing, so did you see, were you there last year?
I was not, no.
Okay. And just in contrast to any other shows or whatever, did you see a big like difference? Like how is the innovation? How are the trends? I mean, that has to be kind of the coolest part, like you said, is to see what is new out there and what is trending.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on with like in the building science side of things. There's a lot going on with, you know, building efficient homes. But the real big kind of industry kind of trend is on kind of creating spaces within your home that are more like spa like, right? So definitely interested to learn all those different products out there. And then, you know, as a builder and as somebody that is involved with, you know, architectural design with a client, it's about thinking through how to, you know, integrate different rooms of your home to kind of make that feel like more of a spa. And just I can share so many different things that I saw, but yeah, it's we're kind of seeing that where people are investing more into their home to, you know, again, there was a trend for that staycation kind of thing for a little bit. Now it's more about kind of that nurturing part of just kind of being at home and treating it like a spa.
Do you feel that, I mean, like you said, the whole staycation thing, and then do you feel it's a lot? Because I think people, when they're building, especially when they're building a brand new home, they're building this new home to stay, you know, and they're thinking well ahead. And we've talked about this on past podcasts too. I mean, that is how people are thinking these days. Is that what you were seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, for instance, you know, there's been a trend with like cold plunges, right? So you can get a cold plunge kit at Costco nowadays, right? But now it's about actually thinking about, like, how do I integrate a beautiful cold plunge kind of tub into my bathroom that feels bigger? It's there's more space in your bathroom, and you know, you might have a sauna that's its own built-in room that's kind of intentional in the architectural design phase too. So it's about kind of creating these experiences in your own home, right? The other big one that I bumped into was, you know, if you think about a restaurant that has a walk-in fridge or freezer. There's a company out there that's what they do. They focus and they manufacture these walk-in pantries, these coolers. Incredible, right? So think about this. So a lot of folks that design homes with us, they want that walk-in pantry, you know, and they want to be able to kind of almost hide a lot of their, you know, kitchenware, and, you know, they need that extra space. Well, now with a built-in cooler, you have a door that almost blends right into your cabinetry. It mm-hmm. literally looks like your cabinets in your kitchen, or it can blend into your wall in your kitchen. Unbelievable, right? You have a walk-in cooler. You can integrate it with a freezer. I mean, they even had one with a beer tap. You have your keg and cooler. So it's just really cool, like, what they're coming up with now. But again, it's not just something that you can just buy and, you know, throw into your kitchen. Yeah. You actually have to plan with, you know, architecture and engineering to make sure it all fits, you know, your mechanicals and electrical, everything integrates with that home. So it's understanding that before you really dive deep into, like, the engineering of designing your home. But yeah, just knowing that there's companies out there that are bringing that to the table. Again, that's what I'm saying, is just there's so much more, your ability to just, you know, use your home as opposed to, you know, having, you know, all the amenities about going on vacation, or, you know, having to go to a spa and do all these things. You can bring that and incorporate that into your own home.
Okay, so that's super cool, actually, because, yeah, you know, sometimes when we're thinking about it, it's like, okay, so, yeah, I want a big bathroom and a nice walk-in closet, and, yeah, I want a pantry and stuff, but, I mean, what I think you're saying and what you're seeing is it's so important for people to do their homework and see what's really out there and what they really can get, because if you are building from scratch, why not get exactly. that walk-in? I want a walk-in fridge. You know, exactly. that's amazing. I do want to go back to something you said. Like, this might sound kind of maybe silly, but I have no idea what a cold plunge is. What is a cold plunge?
Well, if it's become popular in kind of like the sports world, you know, even with like Joe
like
Rogan,
it's where you jump in
literally
with the ice.
Exactly, where it's cold, and
oh,
you jump in for a minute and you get out. But it's you know, supposedly it's good for recovery, it's good for your immune system, so certainly kind of like a buzz kind of trend going on. But I think it's here to last too, and I think there's a lot of builders and, you know, people that are in this industry that are looking at that and saying, okay, we have an opportunity and we can incorporate this into our bathroom designs. So
this,
I thought that was really cool.
I mean, I love this. Not to continue on about this whole thing, but it is so interesting. I do know, you know, my daughter is a high level college swimmer, and I know that when they go to these high level meets, that they're dumping her into, you know, literally ice. So I know that this is a thing. I don't think that I ever thought, oh, hey, this is something you'd have at home. But I mean, if you are big into athletics, or if you are into, I can completely see this being a thing. So is this something that's an addition to your tub area, or?
Yeah, I think, you know, there were a few companies and they had kind of multi-purpose tubs, right? So it can get down to freezing temperatures, or you can introduce, you know, hot water as well. So, but again, like, think about that standalone tub that a lot of folks like, and they like that look of it as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't get used all the time, but it looks beautiful too, right? But that's the concept. It's, you know, you've got a wide open bathroom, and then you've got your tub that is multi-purpose, right? So I thought that was really cool.
Me too.
So
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's cool. Wow. I love it. So, you know, and we covered, I mean, if you're following Timberblock on Instagram or especially on Instagram, we had lots of coverage there and, you know, lots of video, lots of pictures. You're in a lot of them too, by the way. You did a lot of interviews. You talked to Mike Holmes.
A lot of talking.
You talked to, yep. You talked to a lot of people and stuff. And so anybody can go onto our Instagram page. They're all saved onto our highlights. So just, you know, as stories go away after 24 hours, they are saved to highlights. So there's always there. And they can go back and see kind of particular things that we took videos of and of our booth. But let's talk about specifically our booth and like just the vibe of our booth. Our visitors, were people visiting us specifically? What was the feedback from your visitors?
First off, the booth looked absolutely beautiful, right?
It
so
did.
We basically rebuilt the facade of a Timberblock home. And it really stood out, you know, it was a really tall booth as well. So you could be on the other side of the building and you would see Timberblock, which is really awesome. So, you know, just the other aspect, and the other cool thing that we introduced to this being in Vegas, we had a little bit of a game that we introduced. So we had a dice game that was extremely popular and it brought in a lot of folks to our booth. So that was super exciting to get to talk to a lot of people. I think the numbers were something like 2000 folks came through the booth and rolled dice. And what this was a dice game that had letters and you had to roll the word advantage for our new advantage program that were rolled out for our real estate agents and for our builders. So, so now we've fully rolled out our advantage program officially at Vegas, and having this dice game was pretty cool. Unfortunately, nobody won, so it was a chance to win $100,000.
Oh.
But some, I think there were two folks that came pretty close. So they had rolled, I think, six letters, which is, I think, for what the odds were, I think that was actually pretty good. But yeah, unfortunately, nobody won $100,000. But everybody that played does actually get enrolled into a chance to win $25,000 off of a Timberblock home. So if you are one of those folks that stopped by our booth, stay tuned, pay attention. Maybe you are one of those lucky ones to actually to win that $25,000.
But you have a funny story from that too.
We had a lot of funny stories and experiences. I'm not sure exactly which one you're talking about, but I had which one are you alluding to, Penny?
The builder who rolled the dice five times.
Oh no! Well, that was that was somebody that I invited. So technically, that doesn't count. but no, he thought he was being funny, but. No, it was a good time. It was definitely a good time. A lot of interesting people and a lot of awesome conversations. It literally felt like I spoke to 3,000 people throughout those handful of days. So.
Oh, that's fun. So also Mike Holmes. So our partner, Mike Holmes, was there. And I think he was there. I think he came pretty much every day. But I know that you had a couple of interviews with him. So let's talk a little bit about what you and Mike talked about. And also, by the way, these we are going to have the Mike Holmes interviews on our website at timberblock.com shortly, so, and as well on our YouTube, so that's coming up shortly. We have to kind of get that all together because IBS was really just a handful of days ago. So tell me a little bit about what you and Mike talked about.
It's incredible to have somebody like Mike as a partner with Timberblock, and you know, to be along for the ride with us. You know, he's got obviously a wealth of knowledge. He's been doing this forever, you know, having his own shows, and you know, he gets to, you know, see a lot of different products and different projects that he also gets to work on. He's actually a builder. He actually does this stuff too. So you know, for him to kind of gravitate towards Timberblock and, you know, trust us in what we you know, have to offer in the style of homes and our technology and everything that we do and everything that we're about, it really does mean a lot. And, you know, just having the opportunity to just chit chat with him even, he's such a nice guy and, you know, just a wealth of knowledge. So, you know, I can learn something every time I talk to him as well. So I thought that was pretty neat for me personally. One of the things that we talked about was what TimberBlock is and the technology, and we are a panelized home, and in the industry what we call balloon framing. And balloon framing is a style of construction that was done over 100 years ago as well. And the way that we do this is, you, if you think about it, it is building out, let's say, two full stories of wall, and then balloon frame the exterior, the perimeter of your home. And what you're able to do there is you're kind of maximizing efficiency. Now, if you think about insulation alone, you're insulating that full panel of wall from the bottom all the way to the top. So what you're doing is you're isolating, kind of, you're creating a situation where, also in the industry, we talk about thermal bridging that happens in homes, right? So that transfer of energy from the exterior to the interior, and you lose kind of heat energy, right? So when you have a fully insulated panel, you're isolating and you're eliminating basically all of those areas in a home where you have thermal bridging. And that could take place where there's wood without insulation, and from the outside to the inside, it has a clear path, right? So with our style and our technology of panels, it basically eliminates that, right? So we're isolating kind of the inside from the exterior. And especially in northern climates, where, you know, it's cooler, colder winters, it's going to be, you know, it's increasingly important that you get this detail right as a builder. So that's what we talked about. Again, it's a way of construction that we've been used to for, you know, over 100 years, but TimberBlock has a whole kind of different approach and a different kind of technology aspect to it, that is kind of next level.
Yeah, Mike's a great guy. And I mean, he's done obviously a few events with us, but he definitely likes what we do. And I'm glad that you got to spend some time with him. And I know he did. He kept coming back. So yeah. Every day while you guys were there. So that was great. Good to hear. And again, that'll be, we'll have all those interviews on our website too. So also at IBS, one thing, because I'm jealous, and I'm jealous every single year when I have to talk about this, you know, because I'm doing all the stuff about it and everything, but I haven't ever been, but I always see all the fun stuff. Like you guys have, like you're so busy in the day and you're talking to so many people, but you're also associating with people kind of outside your separate booths and everything and going to VIP events and seeing, you know, entertain. Tell me some of like the, I don't know, that kind of stuff, like the VIP stuff you did or the entertainment or just stuff like that.
Yeah, there's so much to do. Obviously, Vegas, you know, you can spend a lot of time after hours. But IBS and, you know, there's a whole bunch of different parties going on and VIP events. And, you know, we had a chance to join one. It was a bowling event, and they had live music, but it was really more networking, right? So you get to, you know, interact with a whole bunch of different people. And I actually bumped into people from my area. So it was nice to chat with them as well. But yeah, it's really, this is one of the largest networking events in construction, right? And you just get to learn so much and get to meet new people and, you know, see what they're all about. And everybody's got their own little cool little stories and different things that they're after and introducing to the world of construction. So yeah, it's just really neat. But yeah, such a great time. And you know, a lot of these events, you know, we, like I said, we did the bowling and the music and the dancing and all that fun stuff. But yeah, there are so many different types of events going on all over Las Vegas.
So one big thing for TimberBlock for IBS this year was officially rolling out a couple of our Advantage programs. And that's the Realtor Advantage program and the Builder Advantage program, which we really haven't touched on too much, and we will on the next episode of Building Dreams. But there at IBS, we kind of officially rolled that out. I want to know, how did, like, when you guys were talking about this with our people and your visitors, how did they, what was the response to it?
Yeah, the response was incredible, right? So there's a lot of builders that came from all over the country and Canada. And the feedback that I got was, and I'm a builder and I kind of get this. It's, you know, sometimes it's really just one extra job a year that pushes you over your personal goals as a business, right? It really just takes that one extra job, that one extra home to build. And that sometimes can make the difference. For me, that's really what it comes down to is, how can I, find the right partners and how do I network and how do I kind of grow my business? And what the Builder Advantage Program with Timberblock, what that really looks like is, as a builder, there's plenty of things that I can spend money on for marketing and, trying to, find new customers and all of that. But what the Builder Advantage Program is, it's kind of like twofold. It benefits everybody, right? So Timberblock needs more builders all over North America, right? Yeah. We sell houses all over, but we can't physically build them all ourselves, yeah. right? So we need partners. We need builders all over the country. And that's really what this is. It's introducing Timberblock to new builders, educating them on kind of what our product is, the system. And I think I've mentioned this in past podcasts where what Timberblock is able to do is it consolidates so much within my business where I don't have to hire the marketer. I don't have to hire anybody in estimating, procurement for all the materials, project management. There's so many people that work for Timberblock and behind the scenes that are basically, they're an extension of you and your business and your employees, right? So that's what this is. It's kind of, it benefits everybody, even the client, right? So, having an approved Timberblock builder as a Timberblock homeowner and client, that person has a relationship with Timberblock. They've been vetted. There's a lot that goes into just becoming a certified builder with Timberblock too, right? So you got the whole background check and, we actually do look into that and make sure we're partnering with, the best of the best. So that's what this is. It's really just, rolling out more of an actual system that is easy to understand, easy to be a part of the Timberblock network. Because, at the end of the day, construction is not easy. What we're trying to do is make it as easy as possible and everybody can benefit from it. So I think it's an awesome program. It does couple with our Real Estate Advantage Program or our Realtor Advantage Program because, again, you have a real estate agent that introduces the client to a Timberblock and to a builder, and it kind of come full circle. And at the end of the day, everybody gets to kind of benefit from just being super efficient in that whole process. You're basically a design build company, right? We are the architect, the engineer, the builder, the home manufacturer. It is kind of that full loop of all those services that are bundled into your custom home.
Yeah, that's great. And we talk about that too, like, vetting builders and we can help with that and everything. So this is just, introducing them. And as you're a Timberblock dealer, you build Timberblock homes, as a builder, you love building Timberblock homes. And we know builders because we have homes all over, like you said. And so there are builders all over, that are building them and they're loving to build them. And so just to expand that is just going to, like you said, help everybody, especially the client. Right.
Exactly.
I'm not surprised to hear that that was as well received as it was. It was expected to be for sure. There was no question. I did see an interview. I can't remember if he was from maybe Chicago, I think, but I saw an interview with him and he was specifically talking about it. And I'm not positive he was completely familiar with Timberblock, but he must have visited the booth. And he was in this video explaining, he absolutely loved it. Like, this was a no question, a no brainer for him. So that was really fun to see, like, people that didn't maybe know who Timberblock, like our builders, and didn't know who Timberblock was, but to come and visit. And like you said, you basically had a Timberblock home there anyway. So you had everything and they were able to see. So I loved seeing that. I loved watching the videos of people, making their own videos and going, hey, this is really cool. So I want to.
Yeah, I love the passion. That guy was awesome.
I know. Oh, was he from Chicago? Is that right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just quickly, because we are going to go next into the next podcast next month, talking a little bit more into the Builder Advantage Program, which will actually be kind of cool because by then too, you know, I mean, we're going to have more, we're going to have more feedback and everything, so we could kind of expand on that and everything. The realtor, now this has been actually a couple months since we talked about the Realtor Advantage program. And since then, and since we rolled that out, we actually have had several real estate agents become part of our program, and I've heard nothing but great things. So, you know, just kind of touching, you know, just spending a couple minutes kind of, you know, refreshing everybody on what that is and the portal and everything. If you want to just kind of touch a little bit on what that is, that'd be great.
Yeah. So if you haven't yet, also check out the last podcast that we did.
Yeah.
We kind of did a deep dive into our, the Realtor Advantage program. But everything from my perspective has rolled out very smoothly, right? So, you know, there is a lot of back end things on the portal on our Timberblock website that you can go to. And that, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into developing that, right? So, you know, we took the time to actually get that right before we rolled it out. So it really is as easy as it gets. If you are a real estate agent and you are interested to list a piece of property and what we call ghost listing, so you actually put a rendering of a home that hasn't been built, but it's to be built. It's as easy as it can get really right now with Timberblock, because you can just go to our portal, download all of the renderings, all of the 3D imagery, videos, all of the content, the floor plans for free. And it's literally 5 minutes. You just log in and you start downloading the home that you would like to list. It gets even better, because what we're able to do is provide you pricing. So this is what we would say in your market. So you would select what city you're closest to, and you would actually get pricing from us for what it would cost to build that home. Now, as a real estate agent, you also just add whatever your customer, your client's land value is. And that's it. It's really as simple as that. So now you can list a home with pricing to be built, and it really couldn't be any easier. So now you're just getting more eyeballs on your listing as an agent. You know, maybe selling land isn't, you know, the most, you know, sexy thing or lucrative thing. So here's another opportunity to just kind of help move more of that, that land. And then also, you know, with, you know, our program, there is a, basically a, like a commission, a, like a referral type, commission that is paid to the agent as well. So again, it's just the ability to make some additional money on top of that sale, because it takes a lot of work to even sell land, right? So it's definitely worth it. That's the feedback, is it makes it easy and it's worth it, and it makes it more exciting to list land.
Yeah, I mean, we worked hard on this. Like, I mean, this has been in the making a long time, and it's really exciting to see that this is all playing out and all folding out, and the feedback has been great, as you heard at IBS, but even internally, you know, and we're getting this actually all over too, and in all of our markets. So this isn't just specifically, I mean, this could be done anywhere. So
anywhere.
Yep. Yeah, we're excited about that. So we did do a deep dive in the last podcast. So again, all of our podcasts right from episode one are on our YouTube channel and our Spotify channel. So always go back, and you can like and subscribe to those. We love that. And next month, we're going to, like we said, go deeper into that Builder Advantage program and get more feedback. And I'm excited for that. Is there anything else that you would like to add that I could have missed, Aaron?
I think we covered a lot in this one, but certainly stay tuned for the next podcast. Also, if you have any suggestions for future podcasts, we love that feedback, and love to hear from you guys. And maybe next year, if it's in your schedule, if anybody else is out there that is interested to meet us at Vegas for IBS, actually, I think it's in Orlando.
It is in Orlando next year.
So a little different. We're going to shake it up a little bit, different location. But I think the plan
Orlando's fun.
Yeah.
Hey, that's closer for me. That's cool. Yeah. For me, maybe I'll get there next year.
Exactly. So
great. Yeah. And you know what? Yes, we really would like to hear what you guys want to have us talk about and guests that you'd like to see on our podcast. And you can talk to us anyway. We're all over Facebook. We're all over Instagram. We're all over all of your social media sites on LinkedIn. You can message us at email us at info@timberblock.com and visit us on YouTube and see not only just our podcast, but we have a lot of stuff on our YouTube. I'm going off here a little bit, but on our YouTube channel, we do have a lot of really great things. You'll see wall raisings. You will see time lapse of wall raisings, but you'll see we have some excellent. Well, we have lots of walkthroughs. Like, you know, I mean, our technology and our 3D digital technology and how we make our renderings, you can literally walk through our homes and see literally what they look like. And we have beautiful, beautiful walkthroughs. And we have real live testimonials from real, clients and customers who have built timber block homes. And you can see they're done everywhere in Ontario and Quebec, everywhere. And really hear from them. And they go in depth about the process from beginning to end. So definitely visit us on YouTube as well. And so until next time, we'll see you next month. And thanks again, Aaron, as always. It's always a pleasure doing these with you.
So much fun.
So much fun. So that's it. Thank you so much.
See you guys.